We're going to take one more case before we break for lunch. That will be the Richard Green case. After that, I imagine we'll be breaking and starting back with public comments. So if you're not here on the Richard Green Oyster Lease case, you're free to get some lunch. How long do you think, any way of knowing this, Mr. Stay? How long?
10 to 15
minutes. 10 to 15. If that's the case, we will break and reconvene at 1 o'clock.
Okay, now for something completely different.
That was a tough one.
This is an oyster ground application by Richard Green. He's requesting to lease approximately 60 acres of planting, oyster planting ground in the James River, near the James River Bridge, in the city of Newport News. We'll give you a brief synopsis of the history of this. You will note that in the explanation there, the commission has declined to lease some of this area, the actual area of this application, under two previous applications in 05 and 08. So the subject application now is this area here that's listed as 210-013. However, the 2005 and 2008 applications encompass generally this area here. The commission did lease this area, and I'll explain how we got to that. Mr. Green actually has this lease now.
And the large area there is bale of grounds?
Yes, to the this is
that.
Public bale of ground.
Okay.
This is also a lease here. Historically, this there was a lease here. This is the plat. This was actually a redone plat from an earlier plat. It was two or three leases here. We combined them into one lease for the J.H. Miles Company. But it was leased by the J.H. Miles Company for quite a number of years, since, I believe, the 30s. The lease was 205 acres. It's irregularly shaped because this is a combination of different leases that were shaped this way before, and we added them together. So generally, this encompasses the same area as you just saw in the previous. But this is the historic area that was leased, and of course, again, you can see the public ground was immediately adjacent to it. And of course, this was the old Warrick County public ground. Back in 2005, we received an application from Ms. Sharon Carr to lease. This was generally the application area, which more or less configures to the old Miles lease. We smoothed out some of the lines to make it a little bit less jutted. That was protested by a petition, and specifically at the hearing by Mr. George Marshall, the waterman. This is the condemnation line right here, which is important in some of the decisions that were made. But this area could not be worked directly for market of shellfish because it's inshore of the condemnation line, and this area is open. This line has remained the same for years and has not changed, and it's still the condemnation line today. There was a lot of testimony about the public working this area once the Miles lease terminated. Miles lease terminated because under the 10-year renewal, they did not show activity for the previous 10 years on their renewal form, and it reverted back to the Commonwealth. But historically, Miles had worked this ground, planted it, and harvested off of it. We believe they let it go, one, because the Miles company was kind of going downhill, and two, MSX and Dermo were really prevalent in the 70s and 80s, and they just basically, I think, decided to let the ground revert. So this was the actual, this was the old Miles configuration. So this is what the cars applied for. This is what we actually surveyed, sort of smoothed it out, this area here. As I said, George Marshall did testify. There was a lot of testimony that the public worked this area just like the public ground during the public season, at least up to the condemnation line, which, of course, they couldn't work inside of. The basic decision by the commission, and it was a split decision, you'll see in your eval, was to deny the application on a 4-3-1 vote at that time. A lot of that was based on the public using this ground and Mr. Marshall's claim at the time that, you know, you could come in here and catch a day's work here consistently during the public season. That said, there's the condemnation line. Mr. Green applied for the same area, and we suggested to the commission if they weren't going to lease it at that time that they set it aside if they thought the public was going to use it. They did not. You did not set it aside. You just declined to lease it to the cars. You specifically told the cars that you might lease a smaller area should they come back and reapply. They never did. The cars never sent in the new application. So we fast forward to 2008. Mr. Green applied for basically the same area in 2008. Again, it was objected to by the working waterman groups, and George Marshall again spoke against it. And we recommended leasing it to the cars. We recommended leasing it to Mr. Green because it had previously been a lease. There was a lot of discussion again about what was there. We had the repletion department go out and check it, and their testimony, I think, was somewhat germane to the final decision, but again, the working public watermen, you know, said they worked this area during the open season, at least offshore of the condemnation line. This was the compromise that the commission decided to lease, basically giving Mr. Green all of this area inshore of the condemnation line and a section offshore of what had been previously leased to Miles that was open to direct harvest. You declined to lease this area. Again, not setting it aside. Again, our suggestion was if you declined to lease any of this area, we suggested you set it aside as additional public ground, but that didn't happen. Mr. Green waited approximately a year from when this was heard and applied once again for the area that hasn't been leased. So we're back here for the third time on this general spot. We have surveyed it. We've conducted a public interest review. We advertised it. We've staked it in the field. This is blown in a little closer here, but this is the actual area. This is Mr. Green's existing lease that wraps around it. Comes out to 59.47 acres, which is pretty close to 60, what he applied for. Butts right up to the public ground, and Mr. Green is again asking to lease this area. We did have repletion go out again when they were doing some of their studies in the James. I was on the boat with them. We took some licks in the lower area and in the upper area, and it's in your eval, but generally we found a similar seed count, a similar spat count, and a fairly similar market size oyster to some licks that were taken over here in the public ground area of the Thomas Rock hand scrape area, which is over here. Staff's position is we believe that, you know, there's not a whole lot of dissimilarity between the public ground in this area, but that this is probably similar to public ground, mostly because the Miles Company worked it for so many years and basically made it into a rock. This was not included in the original Baylor Ground survey. In the staff position, there was a reason it wasn't included. It was not really part of this rock. There was some conjecture of that back in 05 that this was really part of this rock and should have been included. So that gets us to the point of where we are today. We have not received any objection this time from the public. And your eval does indicate that we don't believe, at least this season, that the boats have been working in this area. I will caveat that by telling you, I come across the James River Bridge every day, and I look over there because I know this is coming before the commission. The boats are working this year historically up further up the river and over on the Isle of Wight side. I will tell you that Friday and Monday, there were boats working over in this area. So, but generally speaking, I have not seen boats working in this area as we did more in 05 and 08. I'm sure Mr. Green will have comments, but I'm going to go straight to my recommendation. As I said, we did conduct a public interest review. We did advertise it. We did not receive any objection this time. And we did get assistance from repletion, and we believe repletion is comfortable with our recommendation to lease. We are hesitant to just administratively issue this because you have denied twice this area being leased. So this is why we brought it to you and just assign it, even though it was not protested.
And in other words, we didn't listen to your good wisdom twice. So you're trying to report
that. I don't know. You know, three strikes, and I guess I'll get the message. But in any event, here's my recommendation this time. We believe because this was historically leased, And while it is adjacent to, but it was not included in the Baylor Ground survey, that and that's the reason that it probably is in the state it's in now, is because it was leased and worked, not because it was part of the natural rock. And even though it does say, since it appears the public's not working it, you know, I did caveat that we did see a few boats working in there in the last few days in that general area. I can't say for sure they were on this little 60-acre piece. We do believe it's suitable for leasing, and we do recommend leasing. I'll caveat that the same way we did the previous times, that if you determine that this is not an area that should be leased, it should be left to the public, that we would implore you to set this aside as additional public ground. We would suggest with an open-ended, that's up to y'all, but basically say subject to any future commission action. And you could certainly revisit this in the future, but if you were to do that, it would exclude people from applying for it and going through the situation. They could come back to the commission during public comment and say, you know, in 5 years from now, and say, would the commission consider reopening this to applications? But that's why we brought it to you. And
okay.
Mr. Green is here.
I see Mr. Green. Questions of Mr. Stagg by members of the commission? Thank you, Benny, for the third time. Mr. Green.
Actually, Hank handled it for me one time.
Oh, there was a problem. Blame it on Hank. Mr. Green, would you raise your right hand for me, please, sir? Would you solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God? State your name for the record, please, sir.
My name is Richard Green. I'm president of Commercial Waterman. I reapplied for this ground, particularly members of the board, commissioner. Thank you for the opportunity. I applied for this piece of ground again, mainly because I had to relay I got the piece of a polluted ground with inside. I guess polluted is my term for it. And it is some oysters in there. And it would be more convenient to work the relay operation if I could work that and had that piece of ground, which is adjacent. It's not really all that wide going off there, but I can work. And a relay operation would be much more efficient than taking my boat, which would be more labor intense, to load everything on and then go down to the other piece and shovel everything overboard. It would be much more easier just to go ahead and load up on board and catch what I can at a time and just go across the line, which would be under supervision of law enforcement, because you've got to set up your polluted areas and everything. I've been in this area. I was in there this year. We worked an hour and a half, 2 hours now. We had about three quarters of a bushel. I don't know what else anybody else has found anything in there. I didn't see it, if it was. Depending on the size of dredges, because we're only allowed to use a 22-inch dredge. You know, if you go in there with some kind of monstrous dredge, I'm sure you may find something to be a little bit different. But
yeah, felony arrest.
Pardon?
A felony arrest.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's what I'm dealing with. But that was the blunt of what I was doing. And the previous time, I think Dr. Weston come in and testified that it was a considerable amount of oysters in this area. I'm almost certain he was within, because the polluted line was not stuck up at the time. And there are oysters inside the polluted area. And I'm pretty well convinced that when he took his samples, he was within this area inside that, because we went back and tried all these areas. We never did find. I'd like to find a bushel of lick, to be honest with you. You know, that's a big day's work for us, you know. But it wasn't there. It was within the polluted zone, I'm pretty certain. I know he did put forth a good effort, but I believe, you know, his direction was a little bit misguided. And I think most of the decision made on this board was due to what he said within that statement. But
okay, that was then. That was then. This is now. This is a new hearing today. So
yeah.
Okay.
I think this is the main front that I want is because I can work rotate my pollution area, that I can. It'd be much more convenient and much more efficient operation to do it that way.
Okay.
And plus, I can create more work for more of us, too. I could probably put more watermen to work, well as myself.
Okay. Questions of Mr. Green? Thank you, Mr. Green. Is anyone here else in support of the assignment? Anyone here opposed to the assignment? Matters before the commissioner. Mr. Tankard.
I move to authorize the lease of the 60 acres to Richard Green.
Is there a second to it? Mr. Plumlee seconds the motion. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. I will tell you that I would have had some concern if there had been some protestants, but, I mean, they had an opportunity. Let the record reflect they did. Plenty of opportunity. And, by God, the man went out there and found a place on his own and deserved to have it. We will be in recess now until 1 o'clock.